Blog Talk Radio.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It is I, F, and Ronnie, here live on the Nerdport Network on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Betting Window, a.k.a. if you've been with us long enough, the Nerd Zone, a.k.a. the freaking Blind Side, however you want to remember it. With me, as always, is nobody. Nobody is with me today. It is solo. I am by myself. We are running a solo show for the time being. I want to try to do a bi-weekly, not bi-weekly, like a twice a day or twice a week show, not counting the Wednesday show. So you're going to get me Monday and possibly Thursday leading into what happened during the weekend, the middle of the week, and the setup for the upcoming weekend games. Like I said, maybe you'll see John. Maybe you'll see Ryan. Maybe you'll see Christian jump on once in a blue moon. Who knows? Maybe you'll see some old faces jump on. As of right now, who knows? But with that being said, I'm here to talk about some controversy that has happened. So on the show, we will be talking about the, we will talk about the Heisman finalists. We will be talking about the playoffs and as well as some bowl games that have peaked my interest on the betting side as well as the playing side. That and some NFL recap as well as, like I said, things that have happened over the weekend. But where to begin has to be the college football playoffs. We have our final four. Fans, not happy about it. Teams, I get it. Did Florida State get robbed? Yes. For the most part, by the definition of the law, did they get robbed? Yes. Does Florida State deserve to be in there? Yeah. I mean, they're an undefeated team. They got jumped by two teams that have one loss. But here's the problem. So if you don't know yet, the final four teams for the playoffs will be Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. Florida State, with their win, gets dropped to number 5 and will be playing Georgia, I believe. I forget what bowl game they're in. I believe it's the Cotton Bowl's Ohio State. I believe they have the Citrus Bowl. They have the Orange Bowl. That's close enough. Now, you want to talk about insulting? Vegas has the Georgia Bulldogs a 14.5 point favorite. Okay. Now, let's just put that out there. If Florida State went to play Michigan, or they played Texas. Let's just say they won, so they're 4. They get bumped up to 3, Texas is 4. So they play Washington with a backup quarterback, and not even with their second stringer. Do they stand a remote chance against Washington? Their defense can, but here's the thing. Can putting 16 to 21 points stop Michael Penix Jr.? Because Michael Penix Jr. will be scoring on almost guaranteed they will be putting points on the board every game or every series they'll be putting points on the board. Can FSU's – the answer, in my opinion, without their stars, no. Can their defense stop them? Even with a historic defense in Florida State, I don't think so. I don't, especially with the fact that we're sitting here now, Monday, December 4th, going into Army-Navy, coming out of championship weekend. The lines by Vegas have already been set. Even an undefeated Florida State team is being told that they will not win by 14.5. Now, I think that number is a little too high. I think Georgia is going to have kids that are not going to play because they're not playing for a national title, so you're going to have best players. But at the same time, too, we have no idea right now who's opting out for Florida State. We don't know. And yeah, Jordan Travis is not walking in that door anytime soon. But who's actually going to be taking a field for Florida State? And who's going to be taking a field for Alabama? Or not Alabama, for Georgia? Because these are two top-end teams that are not going to see the teams are not going to see the field because they don't want to ruin their draft status. Is that right? No. I mean, you look at it that way, too. You look at, like, the Holiday Bowl. So right now, the Holiday Bowl is supposed to be USC and Louisville. Louisville's a 7.5-point favorite. That number will go up to 10. Because Williams is not going to play. He's already come out and said he is not playing in the Holiday Bowl. Because it's not good, because it's going to affect, in his mind, it'll affect his draft status if he plays. The dude that's going to be the number one overall, possibly the number one or number at least top five pick in the NFL draft is not going to suit up for a bowl game because it doesn't want to affect his draft status. Injury or not, you're going to be drafted top five. Unless it's a really bad injury. Christ, Tua didn't hurt his draft status when he got hurt. Injuries, for the most part, do not matter. For the most part. Oh, God, someone just put up, I guess starting next year with the top 12, the 12 seed is going to be the team that one of the last team is going to be in is going to be the last group of five. So Liberty would be taking on Florida State. Okay, I'll give it to Liberty. But then, or not Liberty, I'll give it to Florida State. The Florida State's got to take on Bama. Yeah, good luck. Seriously. Good luck. It's not a thing that's going to happen. But no, back to Florida State, what I was saying. Like I said, Georgia's giving them, they're giving Georgia 14.5. The game's going to be a lot closer as of right now, but if you're telling me Brock Bowers and all of that offense is playing and one team or one player from Florida State is one or two players are not going to play because they don't want to affect the draft, that number's going to go up. And I'm sorry, Florida State might get smoked. Because you think these kids care? I want an honest opinion from everybody. I'll post it on Twitter. I'm going to post it on all the normal sites. This is going to go on Spotify, too. I'll leave a poll. Do kids playing college football really care about the bowl game. And I'm not talking about the Group of Five. I'm not talking about the New Mexico. I'm not talking about the Liberties. I'm not talking about the Tulanes. I'm not talking about, like, yeah, the Wyomings and the Maryland. Well, not even Maryland. Maryland is Big Five. The Memphises. You get my point. Do these players really care? Do the Missouris, the Mississippis, the Oklahomas, the Notre Dames, Iowas, maybe not NC State, that's a bad example, the Oregon State, Oklahoma State. Do they care about these bowl games? And I'm not even talking about my... I'm not talking about, like, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. I'm not talking about the Bad Boy Mowers Bowl. I'm not talking about the Pinstripe Bowl, the Wasabi Bowl. Not those. I'm talking about the Citrus Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. I'll even tell you right now, Ohio State don't care. Ohio State's playing in the Cotton Bowl. Okay? Against Missouri. Right now, Ohio State is a 2.5-point favorite over Missouri. Who's going to be the quarterback for Oklahoma, for OSU, for the Buckeyes? So right now, nobody, because their quarterback is about to go into the transfer portal. And, yeah, it would be next man up, but I mean, the only bad thing is you got McCord. Sorry. McCord is entering the transfer portal. Ryan Day has not named his starter yet. If he's going to be gone, do you really think he's going to want Kyle McCord to close out the season? Okay, yeah, Ohio State's got a great defense. Nothing against them. But I think you're going to see a huge difference coming down the road. Because here's my next point. I'll let this breathe. So, we have these NIL deals now. Okay? The NIL deals come down. Kids sign it for millions of dollars. Or $1 million. When is it going to get to a point where, say, someone like Caleb Williams or McCord or DJ Uyunglele have, like, they sign a contract. They have to play in these bowl games. You gave them the money. If they're in these bowl games, they get a they have to fulfill. When does it come down to that? When we get that, then this shit's going to really hit the fan, in my opinion. And in all honesty, in my opinion, that is when shit is really going to hit the fan. Because then you're going to be forcing these kids that want to go into, say, the NFL. And, well, you signed a contract. Well, tough shit. You're playing. I personally think they should play at least a half. Let these kids earn this. And, oh, well, they're going to go into the draft. I get it. But you're making money as right now. You should be suiting up and playing with your team. Now, I get the big thing is if you enter the transfer portal, do you want to risk hurting the next team? It's the same thing with someone that gets traded. No, I understand that. But it's very interesting. I think bowl season this year is not going to be that good. I think once we get to the New Year's Bowls, it's going to be a snooze fest until we get to the New Year Bowl. We open up with Ohio versus Georgia Southern. Ohio should be a lot more than 2.5. Why is a 6-6 Sun Belt team going up against a 9-3 MAC team? Someone, please answer me that. Answer me that riddle, because I don't know. It really makes no sense. And everyone's saying that, like, oh, well, these 12 teams are going to hurt the game and shit like that. Personally, I don't. I do not think 12-man playoff is going to hurt anybody. Even 16. I do not think a 16-team playoff is going to hurt anybody. You want to know why? Makes the teams want to play more. Especially if you're the group of five, you get that last, if you're the top group of five, you get that, you get the nod to go into play for a national title. Think about it this way. A team like UCF, who before getting into the Big 12 was the undefeated American Conference. You had the group of 12, they would have been in the conversation for the national title. There would have been none of these arguments about, oh, well, we're the actual national champs. The whole joke of the champions in their own minds. Now this year is a little different. They went 6-6. But same thing, like, oh, well, Florida State got missed. Well, they had 12 already. If we had 12 already, you'd be in the hunt. Now, would it make the conference title mean less? Yeah, because you're already getting rid of divisions in national title games. Who gives a fuck then? I'll give a great example. Ohio State, Michigan. The game. Big rivalry. 90% of the time, every year, it is to see who represents the East and the Big Ten title game.
Okay.
Next year. End of the year, Ohio State plays Michigan. Okay. Ohio State wins. Big Ten title game, Michigan-Ohio State. Michigan wins. Playoff, possibly have another chance to get Michigan, Ohio State. Who cares? Oh, the boosters care. Yeah, it's a shit ton of money. But do the fans care? I want to see the games mean something, but at the same time, make the playoffs actually in the bowl games mean a whole lot more than the beginning of the midseason. Tip one, Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC should not be in the Big Ten. They should not be playing the Big Ten. Because, I'm sorry. Why does a team like Rutgers or a team like, oh, even Michigan? Oh, Michigan 90% of the time would be a game that you would see, because Ohio State's already done that if it was in like Georgia. But a team, how to describe it? Yeah, a team like Maryland has to fly out to UCLA, Rutgers. Iowa's already kind of out there. Why? There's no rivalry. There's no rhyme or reason. It's all money. We all know this. 12 that has been diminished to a Pac-2. Who should now really look at the Mountain West to merge. To merge back to the, merge the mid, what is it? The Mountain West to the Pac-12. And the Mountain West to decide to go to the FCS teams that are perfectly aligned, get 16 teams that are perfectly aligned for that division, a.k.a. your Montanas, your South Dakotas, your South Dakota states, your North Dakota states, you get the point. But like I said, I want to see, give me one realignment again, one more, one final one, where it's, what's it called? Where it is every put every team all maybe not even 300 realignment. Take teams that are okay. So I'll use the Northeast. Bring back the Big East in football. You do it in basketball, that's fine. But I'm just saying, bring back the Big East in football. Bring Rutgers. If you do the whole East Coast, no, you go from Virginia or West Virginia to Maryland, to Maine, and go all the way out towards Pennsylvania. Go out towards Pennsylvania. You're talking about Virginia, West Virginia, Rutgers, Virginia Tech, Temple. I mean, even if you bring in the SES schools, you're bringing all the Ivy Leagues in. And just one big, and Villanova, Delaware, they all come in. You do that, and then you have that. There's your conference. And then you can go make 10 of them. 10 to 12 with 16 teams. That's it. But it's all about money. Do these conferences and TV revenue. I get it. It needs to be dialed back a little. It really does. Because, I mean, hell. The FCS right now is doing... What? Oh, God. The FCS has been doing the tournament, and honest to God, their tournaments have been really, like, some of the stuff has been really good, because to them, it's about the tournament. Maybe it's time to start taking something from them. Because it doesn't seem like it's holding anyone back, right? I don't know. I think it's just... We're getting into the end of the year. College football is not wrapping up, but we're getting there. We need to start seeing... And especially if we're going to all of a sudden, we need to start seeing better play to the most part, which we're seeing great play from other games, but it feels like we're getting the bowl season and nobody cares. I wouldn't even say anyone cares. I'm also saying, like, Feinbaum said it best. Can we stop with the fake hate for Florida State? Or the fake outrage for Florida State? Florida State did not deserve to be in the college playoff. It's plain and simple. Alabama dominated against Georgia. Okay, it was a 3-point game. 3-point game. It's also the reigning national champs. Louisville wins by or loses by 10 to the team at that time is the number 4 team in the nation. Florida State's the same as Ohio State. Nobody should give a shit. You win by no style points. None. Texas dominated Oklahoma State. Washington had a stranglehold on Oregon for the most part. Oregon made their way back in to make it a good game. Michigan dominated Iowa. Granted, Iowa can't score out of a fucking plastic bag. But to sit here and tell you that we're going to leave out the SEC champion and the Big 12 champion who had dominant performances over a team, yes, okay, he had a third-string quarterback. Does anyone really care? Because in the end, it's all about money. I hate saying it that way, but that's how I'm going to close this. It is all about money. They do not care. Florida State, at the beginning of the year, was a big name. Couple injuries. And now they're just another TCU or Cincinnati. Okay. Okay. What happened to TCU and Cincinnati when they were playing a juggernaut team that has a defense? They got railroaded and they got destroyed. Sorry to say it. Florida State, have fun against Georgia. I'm taking the dogs. I'll already say it now. I'm taking the dogs. I hope the price drops because Georgia at 14.5 kind of just, that number scares me. But that's all I got to really say about that. There's no other news. Yes, there is other news in sports that happened. We officially have a new number one when it comes to college basketball because the original number one team in Purdue got beat by Northwestern. So congratulations to Arizona being the number one seed for week five. We're still in my non-conference play for basketball. Does anyone... It's right now, it's very hit or miss. There's no games that have caught my attention yet for college basketball, except hearing that Northwestern beat Purdue. Purdue is going to be one of those teams that... Oh, how to describe it. They're going to be hit and miss. They're going to be Virginia. They are going to be Virginia. They're what Virginia was 2 years ago. Or not 2 years ago. Oh, God. Oh, shit. I forget the... What the hell? What was the name... Virginia is the 16 seed that came, yeah. I forget, against, is it James Madison? The Dukes, right? Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point. Their team that's either going to be the team that loses to a 16 seed again, or they're going to be the team that wins it all this year. I don't think they're going to lose to a 16 seed. But at the same time, I don't think they're going to win at all. I think they'll make a good run. I think they'll make it to the Elite Eight. And they're not going to win because all Big Ten teams beat the shit out of each other in basketball. It's literally like old school Big East ball. But who knows? Honest to God, who knows right now? It's still too early to tell. You're not really, it's a head scratcher still. But baseball, we're not going to talk about baseball until Wednesday when we have John on. We're not going to talk NBA because, I mean, other than the mid-season tournament, you're not going to get much. I mean, yeah, you got an upset already. You got Indy beating Boston. So, I mean, what do you guys think about it? Because if you want me to talk more NBA, I'll talk more NBA. But right now it's college and college football. I mean, NFL... Well, there's not, I mean, the only thing, I have no opinion on the pass interference stuff right now. Not until, really, I won't have anything until Wednesday. That's really it. I mean, first show, I have my opinions on stuff. I think I'm just going to leave it there and then, like I said, we have Wednesday. So I will be back on Wednesday for the blind side. Or sorry, the betting window. Jesus Christ, I'm going back to the old ways of doing it. If there's anything you want to hear me talk about here, please follow me on Twitter at FNRonnie or at the Nerdport Network. Please write me a tweet. Ask me any betting questions you have. If I get these out early... you might start seeing some betting stuff, especially on the Twitter. I will be posting stuff on Twitter about that because we're going to be starting to do that between the group of us more and more. Follow us on Twitch at the Nerdport Network. Follow us on Facebook under the Nerdport Network. Follow us on Spotify, all under the Nerdport Network, Instagram, TikTok, all that fun stuff. But until then, always keep the eye on the prize. Always tell them Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. And hell, if you don't believe me, well then guess what? That's just a fact of life. Yeah. Good night.